Okay, let's get into Tehillim next. Perek, Perek Samach Vav, 66, Perek Samach Vav. And we continue here discussing the different types of emotions that come up here in Sefer Tehillim. And this is about, according to most Mefarshim, this is about Yemos HaMashiach. This is a uppity, we might say, Perek, about the Nisim that took place or that will take place. And then the Amuna that Nisim will take place, and that Hashem was with us through difficult times, through Tzaris, through, as the Pasuk says, Banu Be'eshu Bamayim, Hashem saved us, V'chulu. That's what the Perek is about according to most. The Radak and the Mesudas David both say, the Radak says, this is about Nemar al Kibbutz Golios Yisrael. The Mesudas David says, Be'es Bo Melech HaMashiach, Yari'u Kol Ha'amim. It's about when Mashiach comes. So on Sech Shir Mizmar, it's about that time period. If you look in the Malbim has a very creative shot, not found in the earlier Mefarshim, and that is, he says that Menashe HaMelech, one of the Malcha Yehuda, not one of the Tzadikim, right? Menashe was the one that, if you remember, Brachas Davyud, the Chizkiyahu HaMelech, his father, didn't want to get pregnant, didn't want to impregnate his wife, he didn't want to have a child because he saw the Menashe HaRasha that was going to be his child, and he's told by Yeshayahu HaMelech, Padi Kafshi Rahman Alamalach, and he ends up having him, and he's one of the biggest Balei Aveira amongst the kings, even though there are stories that he knew a lot of Torah. But the Malbim suggests that it was Menashe, after he was saved, he was going to be taken apart, and he was going to be killed, and he was saved. Says the Malbim, Lo nizkar shei mechabro, uladaiti mechabro hu Menashe ben Chizkiyo. Shenizkar, that it's described in Divrei Hayamim, Ki hevi Hashem alav esari atzava asher lemelech Ashur, the armies of Ashur came, vayilkedu b'chochim, and they tied him up, and they enchained him, vayasru b'nechushtayim, vayivyo bavela, and he went to Bavel, kshehit sarlo, and when things were b'tzaris, he started davening, and the Yerushalmi expands on this, that he was mamish, he went through the whole Rolodex of gods, and nobody listened, and he finally said, you know what? Might as well daven to Hashem. After all, right, if he doesn't listen, then kol anfa shavin. Then all gods are the same. And if he does listen, great. So it wasn't even, a real tshuva. And the Yerushalmi describes that the malachim were misatmin asachalonos. They were closing the windows in Shemayim to not accept the tefillah of Menashe. What kind of tshuva is that? That's nothing. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu drilled a hole tachas kisei hakavod, and he was able to accept his tefillah, and then he went back, and Hashem saved him. Ukshehit zar lo chala es pnei Hashem alokav vayichna ma'od, vayispalel ala, vayayasar lo, vayishpat chinaso viyada Menashe ki Hashem hu alokim. Menashe had an epiphany and a moment of tshuva. Vayivet es mizbach Hashem, vayizbach alav zivchei shlamim v'toda. And this parak is what Menashe wrote and sung when he was saved. So even though it talks about, we thought it has to do with in Galus for the nation, no, it has to do personal for him. There are four parts, says the according to the Malbim. Number one is general has Hanhagas Hashem Alpiteva. Then we have Hanhagas Hashem Alpines. Then we have speaking to the other nations, describing his salvation. And number four, speaking to Am Yisrael. Those are the four parts of the Perek, according to the Malbim, written by Menashe. So we have this Perek. Lamnat Seach, Miz Shir Mizmar. Hariu Elokim Kalaretz. Hariu is call out, usually with a trumpet or with a shofar. Hariu Elokim Kalaretz. Hariu Elokim Kalaretz, the whole land. Everyone should. The Radak says, Kalaretz Sheyiru Aniflaos Sheasem Yisrael. Everybody in the future will call out to Hashem, recognizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Am Yisrael. Like in numerous times it says, like in the Hallel, Haluas Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol umim ki gavar aleinu chasto. We mentioned in the past the thought of Rechaim Yivalajan on that pasuk. Why are they going to have so much praise even more than us? Because they know even more than we do what they were planning and what Hashem saved us from. Half the things that we don't even know Hashem saved us from, but they know. So that's why they're going to praise. And they're going to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And that's what this pasuk, Ariel Elokim Kal Ha'aretz, says the Radak, the whole Aretz will praise when Hashem saves us. Also, this is at the time, as the Radak said, the time that we're going to be Mamlech, and the Tzuras David, that we're going to be Mamlech Melech HaMashiach. Right? One of the reasons we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Remember, the Rasad Yigon has 10 different reasons. The Akedah and Mamad Har Sinai, but one is to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what we're going to be mamlech at that in the future. Are you Elokim Kol Haaretz? Zamru Kavod Shemo, sing out to the covet of his name, Simu Kavod Tehilaso. And call out praise to him. Even though we said in the previous parak of Lecha Dumiyati Ilah, right, you can't even start, but, you know, we have to. Imru Lelokim Manora Ma'asecha. Say to Hashem, how awesome are your ma'asim. Manora ma'asecha, barov uzcha, in your great strength, yekacha shu lecha ivecha. Right, your enemies will be contradicted. Right, what does that mean? Yekacha lecha ivecha, that the Masudas David says, they're gonna contradict that they used to be your enemies, but they're gonna say, oh, we love you. Yekacha lecha ivecha loimar shehema ohavecha. Right, the Masudas David, they're gonna try to come back to be with you. The Medrash, Shmos Rabbah, quotes a number of the Rishon throughout history that had to change their tune, right? Yikachshu, it's a hachasha, it's a contradiction, right? The Medrash, in Parshas B'Shalach, Chaf Yud, quoting this pasuk, Hadu d'chsev imru l'lokim anor masecha, b'rovuscha yikachshu l'cha ivecha. So we start off with, Haman chashav l'tlo, says Mordechai, v'talu oso v'ezbanav. Haman thought to hang Mordechai, and he was hung, right? That this, it's a hachasha, it's a contradiction. Paro amar, throw every baby into the water. And he was thrown into the water. How awesome are Hashem's actions? That Dafka will add, right, what the Unkelus says in Yisro on the Pasuk, Ki Badavar Asher Zadu Aleim. Unkelus says exactly what they were planning to do. That's what happened to them. Nebuchadnezzar said, Ravi di Revia Dami Labar Aloin. Right, the fourth, meaning me, and Nebuchadnezzar looks like an angel. Maslo Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Maslo Lamalach Hasatan VeHitchil Minegder. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar was changed into an animal for a couple of years, and a little bit later in the Medrash, Paro Adesha Amar Mi Hashem. Paro says, "Who is Hashem?" Chazav Yamar Hashem Atzadik. VaYadesha Amar VaGames Yisrael Lo Ashaleach Hu Haya Machzir Al Pischein Shal Yisrael VaYomer Lahem Lechu LeShalom. Tzu l'shalom, right? Have, this is barov uzcha yikach shulchai vecha. Your enemies will be forced to contradict their own actions. We mentioned in the past that Rinas Yitzchak points it to us again. Also, how awesome are your actions, right? And that's pointing to a Beis Halevi, and also in Parshas B'Shalach, where the Beis Halevi notes that sometimes we don't know when a Yeshua happens. Is it because the enemy, it's time for them to be punished, and Memela, as a byproduct, there's a Yeshua, or there's a Yeshua that we need to have, and as a byproduct, our enemies are punished. So, which one? So the Medrash says, on the pasuk of Ayiru HaMes Hashem, Ad kan lo haya yireyem es Hashem, mikan ve'elach hayireyem es Hashem. L'chara ena muvan. What do you mean, just dafka then? For igamem Mitzrayim, ra'u kama movsim v'ribui onshim, v'hamako shabala Mitzrayim. They saw all the miracles in Mitzrayim too. So what's this? Yesh lomar ha'inyan. Kishen is bonein b'hanisim shenasa b'mitzrayim. V'hanisim shenasa ha'ayam. He mechulakim zeh mizeh. Says the Beis Halevi, there's differences between the Makas and the Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? Did b'mitzrayim... Go back, I'm sorry. V'ro'u u'ba'u b'shnei ofanim. Did b'mitzrayim ikar ha'neis ha'ya b'yas ha'maka v'onis ha'mitzrayim. The ikar was the punishment of the Mitzrayim. Sheba'u alayam ha'maka shalo k'derech ha'teva. U'mizeh tzomach yeshuas ansho Yisrael. The Iker in Mitzrayim was the punishing of the Mitzrayim, and Memela we were saved. We didn't have any zchuyos yet. Remember the pasuk in Yechezkel, Arum ve'eriyah, Hashem wanted to give us some mitzvahs. V'gam zman geula lo higi adayin. Right, it wasn't time yet. They needed 210. The Rebbeis ben Avasarim, Ne'amar Tavshana. Right, it was 400 and 210. Chemavur ben Mechilta v'chulu. U'mikoch midas hadid shashalta al Mitzrayim, samach Yeshua li Yisrael. That's on the one hand. The Arcane, and that's why he says, don't go out of the house. But when it comes to the Kriyas Yamsuf, that's different. That was the Iker. And that's what the pasuk in Tehillim. Uvechastecha tatzmis oivai. In your chesed for us, as a byproduct of that, my enemies were cut down. To b'hachesed shatarba alai tarug loivai. Vatam, because they already had Dam Pesach and Damila, so they already had Zechuyos. They were worthy to be redeemed, and Memela, our enemy was saved. So he continues. V'hinei lefim uskal rishon hayanira. Asher mizbona adam amidas hadin yishli polav yira. So if you think about amidas hadin, one has to be worried. Avo mizbona amidas harachamim lachesed. This ahava. Avo yira lachar lo shayach us. Right? Yira is not when we focus on rachamim. Avo biyam ra'u godel ha'one shigilim mitzriyim. Ide midas vanhagas harachamim. Through looking at chesed, they saw the din that happens to cloud to the Mitzriim, and that brought them Yira. That brought them Yira. But these two opposites that happen in the same act, that's Manora Ma'asecha. Getting back to our pasuk, how awesome is your are your actions, because in the salvation and the punishment in the same. We continue. Kol ha'aretz ishtachavu l'cha, v'yizamru l'ch. The whole land, again, according to Yemos HaMashiach, they'll bow down to you, they'll sing to you, yizamru shimcha l'cha, selah. L'chu re'u mifalos elokim. Look around at the actions of Hashem. Nora alila al b'nei Adam. It is Nora. Nora alila al b'nei Adam. What's Nora alila? Alila are our actions. If you look twice in the Sichas Musar, Rechai Shmulevitz talks about hanhaga klalis and hanhaga pratis. There is, of course, hanhaga pratis, hashgacha pratis on each of us, but it also fits in that Hashem is bringing the world to its fruition. And our hashgacha pratis somehow fits in to the hanhaga klalis. He says this in Maimer Yud Gimel. He says the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud says that a person should not show favoritism to his child. Al yishtana adam b'do ben avanim. Why? Should be shel mishkal shnei slayim. Milas shenatan Yaakov liYosef Yoser mishar banav. From the fact that Yaakov showed favoritism to Yosef, that led to the jealousy, and that led to the selling, and that led to everybody going down to Mitzrayim. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? We were supposed to go down to Mitzrayim from the Bris Ben Abasarim. V'yafa gav de balafa chi nigzar dechsev avadim ve'inu osam. So it was already nigzar that we were going to go to Mitzrayim. So what do you mean? Yaakov's actions. So says that's Tosfos's issue. So says Rechai Shmulevitz, I'll give you an answer. Even though much before it already had the gzeira, mikomakom nishtalev acheshbon haprati shel Yaakov sheshina ben abanim l'toch ha'ma'aracha hamuchana v'omedes. It fits into the larger ma'aracha framework of the national universal plan. V'zeu sh'amar ha'kasuv, and that's the pasuk, our pasuk. L'chu u're'u mifalos elokim. See the awesome actions of Hashem. Hapul asher heichan Hashem yisbarach me'ozim yikadem. Nora alila al b'nei Adam. B'nei Adam's actions are brought to fit into that plan. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekayma ba'alila idei ma'ase b'nei Adam. U'megagal al yadam eis asher nigzar kodem lachein. And you find that. You find that in a number of places. He continues talking about the pasuk at the end of Iyov. At the end of Iyov when Hashem finally reveals himself. E efshel l'nivra lavo b'tainas shaharim ibriyas ha'olam. Bosh Adam Harishon Mutal Golam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already showed him his actions. The Cheshbon Kolel Umakif, there's a Cheshbon Kolel, and in there's a Cheshbon Haprati. So that's what he says is the deeper idea of this pasuk. Look at the Mif'alos Hashem that are Nora Alilav. Hafach, and now we talk about the history of Am Yisrael. Pashup Shat, this means, as I see Mashiach, but I see the Nisim that took place even to Am Yisrael before that. Hafach Lam Liyabasha, Hashem made the Yam into dry land. Banahar Yavu Regel, in the river we went on foot, on dry land. So the first phrase is for sure Yamsuf, Hafach Lam Liyabasha. The Mitzudas David says that the next phrase is the Yardain that just stopped. They didn't split, they stopped flowing downstream when they crossed in the Yardain. Banar Yavu Regel, right, when they crossed, Sham Nismacha Bo, there We are happy in you. There is a Marsha in Chulin Adav Zion that says that this pasuk is a remez to the whole story. Remember, Pinchas ben Yair is crossing the Yardain, and he crosses once, and then he crosses with his he has to cross a second time because of the person he's with, and then the non-Jew that is going with him. So if you want to look there, the Marsha in Chulin Adav Zion, he says these two psukim right here are merumas to that whole story. Okay, we're not going to go into it right now, but look there, the Marsha. Moshel Bigvuraso Olam. Hashem is Moshel Bigvura on his Olam. Einav Bagoyim Titzpena. And his eyes see the nations. Hasorarim. Sorry, that's the next, Titzpena, the fixed phrase of Hasorarim Al Yarum Ulam Usala. Those who turn away from him, don't lift up. Don't pick yourself up so high because you're going to get it. Right, the Mefarshim say on this phrase in the middle, his eyes are on the Goyim, that at the time of Mashiach, then there's going to be Schar Va'onesh divvied out. Right? Oz, says the Radak, Oz titzpena bagoyim einav leros ma'aseihem ulegamlam, and to give them their gemul, kefi ma'aseihem, based on what they did. Ki ad osos man, says the Radak, until that time, umarech af l'rishayim. It could be that Rishayim are going to be punished all the way until the future. Ume osos man ve'elech lo yarech lehem od. At that point, no more patience, ela yigmol lekol echad ve'echad kefi ma'asav. Right, and that's it. They're gonna get it. Right, the idea of schar ve'onesh, the besudas of it. Also, ata hine Moshe begvaraso al kol ha'olam ve'idev sofil ve'avogoyim l'hashiv lehem gemol. Schar ve'onesh. Schar ve'onesh is a yesod not only for the Rambam in the 13, but even for the Sefer Yikarim. Remember, Sefer Yikarim only has 3 and not 13. But one of them is schar ve'onesh. That's what he writes in Maimer Rishon, Perek Dalet. Haderach ha'nachon. What's the yesod? Who ki karma kolim hachrechiim? The ones that are inclusive. Vadaso elokis heim shlosha. Vehem. Metzias Hashem. Acknowledgement of the existence of Hashem. Vashgacha l'schar va'onesh. V'tor min hashamayim. Right? God exists. He cares about what we do. And he gave us instructions. Right? Those are the 3 yesodos. And these are ikarim for all 3. And these are the 3 brachas on Rosh Hashanah. He goes into Malchias Achronos of Shofaros. Malchias is Bitzias Hashem. Zichronos is Charva Onesh. And Shofaros is Tormin HaShemayim. Right? Matan Torah. Shofar. That was loud on Matan Torah. So that's the Einav Bagoyim Titzpena. Hashem is going to take care of the Goyim in the future, right? Nobody's going to get away. Nobody's going to be undue to get their just punishment or reward. Barchu Amim Elokeinu. Nations. This is talking in the future when all the nations are going to recognize. Not that they're all going to become Jewish. That's not the goal of the world, according to our view. Barchu Amim Elokeinu. V'hashmi'u kolti laso. Praise. Hasam nafshenu b'chayim, Hashem, you know, gave us life. Lo nasan lamodrag leinu. He didn't let our feet falter throughout the galus. Ki v'chantanu elokim, Hashem, you tested us. Tsaraftanu, you purged us. You cleansed us. Kitzraf kesef, like silver is purged from its impurities. Right? Rashi says here, lo hasir hasigim mimenu. You did it to remove all of the impurities. She nashuv b'tshuva lefanecha. Right? Sometimes you brought us into a mitsuda, in a trap, into a ghetto. How many times were Jews stuck and forced into ghettos? Samta mu'aka bimasneinu. You put us into a mu'aka. You put something to constrain us. Hirkafta enosh l'roshenu. You made people and other nations on top of our heads. Banu. Ba'eshu b'mayim, we were in fire and water, v'atosin ler v'yaba, you took us out, and you saved us. Megillah Daf Yud Aleph says, Eish and Mayim are referring to 2 of the Galios. 2 of the Galios. Mayim is Mitzrayim, and Eish is Nebuchadnezzar. That's the Gemara on the top of Megillah Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. That's what the, right, they're all the Amoraim, when they started darshaning in the Megillas Esther, how they start their shir. So Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa always started with that pasuk. Pasuk la piskol ha'hai parshas ha'mehachar kafta enosh l'roshenu, banu ba'esh v'amayim, ba'esh b'imei Nebuchadnezzar harasha, u'b'mayim me paro, v'tosienu l'rvaya b'imei haman. That's referring to the story of Purim, and that's why that Tana, that Amora, started his shir every year with that. There is another idea that Rinas Yitzchak suggests by the Eish and the Mayim based on a Griz. If you look at the back of the Griz ala Torah, he has a few pieces on Shir HaShirim too. And on the Pasuk of Mayim Rabim, Lo Yuchlo L'chabos Esoava, so he talks about that the Medrash says, Mayim Rabim Elu Umos Ha'olam, Naharos Elu Malchius. So what does that mean? So explains the Griz. That Mayim Rabim, that's naturally. If we're in Gullus, then naturally we should be lose our Jewishness and our identity. That's Mayim. Eish, fire, are the Xeris that actively try to destroy us. So Banu Ba'esh Mamayim, we had both dangers throughout our years of Gullus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. Banu Ba'esh Mamayim, but he saves us. Avo Be'escha Ba'olos. So now, again, if this is talking about Menashe, Hashem, Menashe is now giving Karbanos. And if not, we're going to say, "Bizmana Mikdash." We're going to bring all the many our karbanos to thank Ashelim Lachana Darai, Asher Patsus Fasai, the Dibre Pibat Sarli. When I opened up my mouth at a time that it was Saras, Olas Mechim Alalach. I'm going to give you plenty of rams in Ktores Elim, Ese Bakar Matudim. I'm going to give you many karbanos. L'chu shimu va'asapra kol yirei Elokim. Listen. Go and listen, and I will tell all the yirei Elokim. I'm going to keep it, make it public. Asher asa l'nafshi. Elav pi karasi. To him. Only to him my mouth calls. V'romam tachas l'shoni. His phrase was always under my tongue. Even if I didn't always say it, that's what it was. Avon imra'isi. Abelibi lo yishma Hashem. And that pasuk is quoted in Kiddushin Daf Mem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might see avonos in my heart, but if it's only a machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzarif machshava lamaisa, and that's what we thank Hashem for. I might have some machshavas of a virus, but if I control myself, He doesn't fault me for it. Achein shama Elokim ekshib b'kol tfilasi. Hashem hears me. Baruch Elokim. Asher lo hesir tfilasi v'chasto me'iti. Baruch Hashem. Hashem did not remove His tfila and His chesed from me. And this takes us through 66 Samach Vav.